Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome, and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Ag Bioscience is in Melbourne, Australia for the Global Entrepreneurship Congress, a gathering of more than 2,000 entrepreneurs, investors, and organizations from more than 120 countries, all focused on supporting startups and building the economy of the future. During the conference, the United States, particularly Indiana, took center stage. To learn more about the conference and its plans that are connected to Indiana, we're joined by Mark Marish, Executive Vice President of the Global Entrepreneurship Network, and David Watkins, Senior Vice President of the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. Mark, David, welcome to Ag Bioscience in beautiful Melbourne.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Happy to be here.
It is good to see you both. Mark, we have so much to dig into. I am so excited. We have to start, though, first with the Global Entrepreneurship Network. You're a co-founder, launched more than a decade ago, really continued to grow this organization, its global reach ever since. Share more about the network and the programs that are now in more than 200 countries.
That's right. Thanks, Mitch. You know, happy to be here and happy to talk about kind of what we're doing at a global scale. But essentially, the Global Entrepreneurship Network is an organization. As you mentioned, we're active in 200 countries, and we're focused on making it possible for anyone, anywhere to start and scale. Now, you know, everyone knows you can go to Silicon Valley and you can start up there. You can find some capital there, right? But we're not about that. We're about trying to find the resources that are available and what it takes to help entrepreneurs flourish no matter where they are in the world. And so what Gen does is we're active, you know, as I mentioned, in 200 countries through a variety of different programs, right? And so some of those programs are founder direct. Some of those programs are targeted towards early stage capital. Some of them are focused on policies. You know, what's the right environment and policies and programs that are necessary. And so Gen takes kind of a holistic view of that. And we've got a network that's been with us now for, more than 10 years.
It is incredible. And Mark, the programming this week has been extraordinary. I'll never forget on the first day, one of the quotes that came out, and David, I'm going to come to you with this one because this is so, so good. The disruption doesn't happen through innovation. Disruption happens through adoption. And when entrepreneurs actually sell something to a customer and the customer actually begins using it, I mean, it's so good. David, this is in your blood. Entrepreneurship's in your title. It's in your blood. You're leading the Indiana delegation here in Melbourne, part of Indiana Economic Development Corporation. I believe this is the largest delegation of any state worldwide attending the conference. Share more about the delegation. We just got off a panel talking Ag Bioscience and why global connections like this are so important.
Yeah, thanks, Mitch. We roll deep, and we showed up in Melbourne to really highlight what the Indiana ecosystem has to offer. So we've got on our delegation, we have entrepreneurs, we have ecosystem partners, we have our venture capitalists, really highlighting the different parts of a healthy ecosystem. And it's beyond time for Indiana to start talking about the fact that we have these assets, we have these amazing founders, we have this amazing activity that's happening in the state, and the world should know about it. So this is a key opportunity for us at the IEDC to shine a spotlight on the entrepreneurial ecosystem that is exploding in Indiana. And what better way to do that than to come to the Global Entrepreneurship Congress with our entrepreneurs, with our ecosystem partners, and talk about what we're doing in Indiana and learn about what other ecosystems are doing that we can bring home and implement in Indiana as well.
It's a great story. And Mark, this has been framed as a global call to action. I mean, to David's point, people need to know, and when they need to know, then they need to go do. This is a really interesting event. Started back in Kansas City, traveled to Dubai, to Shanghai, Milan, Istanbul, Saudi Arabia, so many more areas, so many more cities. Share more about what happens at these events. For those that haven't had the pleasure of joining us this week, this is a really interesting event. And what are some of the great challenges that you see that are being unpacked here at Global Entrepreneurship Congress?
Sure. Well, that's a great question. And I would kind of turn that around and say, well, what doesn't really happen at the Global Entrepreneurship Congress? So, you know, from somewhat humble beginnings where, you know, mostly we were focused on the programs that we were delivering around the world, it just quickly kind of blossomed. And so there was just such a global hunger to kind of dig into the issues and try to figure out, well, how do we unpack these challenges and come up with some innovative solutions to help entrepreneurs? And so, you know, our research that we're doing with our partners shows that local connectedness is important for founders to thrive, and also global connectedness. And so, you know, the tagline that we use for the Global Entrepreneurship Congress is that we're building one ecosystem. We're building one global ecosystem and connecting everyone together. And so, yes, there's a variety of different, you know, sessions that are happening here that are bringing people together of, you know, like industries, of like functions, having them share best practices. What's happening on the ground in your community, what's working in your ecosystem, what's not working in your ecosystem, right? Equally as important to learn. But then also programming that connects individuals across borders or across functions, across industries. And so that way, if policymakers are trying to come up with, you know, the right political environment, or I should say the right, you know, regulatory environment, they're doing that based on direct input from entrepreneurs, direct input from early stage investors. And so we're creating those connections here at the Congress.
Well, those connections will soon make a way to a place we know well. Big news on that front. We'll talk about it right after this and what it means for Indiana. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
Whether your farm is your business, your hobby, or your passion, you and your farm are one of a kind. Each is unique and requires just the right insurance coverage options. Indiana Farmers Insurance has been protecting farmers for more than 145 years, and together with your local independent insurance agent, today we deliver insurance solutions for your farm, business, home, and vehicles. Insurance can be complicated, so it's important to have a trusted expert who will guide you through your insurance experience. We partner with only the best agents, and like us, most of our agencies have been serving customers for generations. Beyond the basics, we have many other coverages available to match your needs. Our agency partners are experts and can tailor just the right coverages for your farm, business, home, or auto. Come visit us at IndianaFarmers.com and discover why Indiana Farmers Insurance is the right choice for you. We're proud supporters of Ag Bioscience, and we're here to help you protect what matters most.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Mark Marish, Executive Vice President of the Global Entrepreneurship Network, and David Watkins, Senior Vice President of the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. Mark, I feel like we've held off on the news long enough. You just made a giant announcement that Indiana will be the next host of the Global Entrepreneurship Congress in 2025, the first time the Global Entrepreneurship Congress is coming back to the States since it was founded back in Kansas City. Share more about this announcement, and more importantly, why Indiana?
Well, you know, it's a great question. You know, and as I got to earlier, you know, the Global Entrepreneurship Network believes strongly that entrepreneurs can flourish anywhere. And, you know, what we're seeing in communities throughout Indiana is that it does flourish there. And as David mentioned earlier, you know, there's a lot that's happening. Ecosystems are exploding throughout the state, and we want to be a part of that. And we want to share that with the global community. And so it's a story that should be told. We're super excited about it, and we can't wait to get started.
We are all looking forward to it. And now, David, this has been a journey. As I've talked with you and your team, this has been one you've competed for the right for some time. Share with us more about how you and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation really identified this as a target and how you earned the opportunity to bring the Global Entrepreneurship Congress to Indiana.
Yeah, Mitch. Well, I mean, there's not much that we do that doesn't take a team, and this was a team effort. But really, if we trace back to why this opportunity now is something that we can talk about in Indiana, it really does go back to taking this more invested approach in telling the story of Indiana's ecosystem. We're getting out there. We're getting out there and we're talking about our entrepreneurs. We're getting out there and we're talking about the resources and the programming and the assets that are existing in Indiana that are unique globally, that make us so well positioned for entrepreneurial growth. The leadership of the governor and now Secretary Rosenberg to take what we're doing at the IEDC and start telling the world about it. And it was one of those events where we got out and we started participating in Global Entrepreneurship Week. Every November, we launched our new Entrepreneurship Indiana yearbook to start chronicling the stories of entrepreneurship across Indiana. And we started running into these folks from the Global Entrepreneurship Network. And we started learning about what they do and the programs that they have across the country, across the world. We started learning about the Global Entrepreneurship Congress. And one thing led to another, where we put together with our partners at Visit Indy and stakeholders across the state of Indiana, a compelling proposal to say now is the right time, Indiana is the right place to have the Global Entrepreneurship Congress return to the United States.
Mark, David mentioned assets. When we talk about assets as it relates to an entrepreneurial ecosystem, you know, our world here in ag bioscience is one that's filled with a ton of assets as we look at Indiana. Corteva, the largest pure play ag company in the world, Elanco, second largest animal health company in the world. We have the nation's largest medical school. We have human health pharma giant Eli Lilly. So many of these pieces connected. We have an entrepreneurial ecosystem that, as you've talked about, has just been thriving. As you look at what's happening in Indianapolis, as you look at what will happen when the Global Entrepreneurship Congress comes to Indiana in 2025, give us a sense of what folks can expect. Give us a sense for what this really means for the Global Entrepreneurship Congress to come back to the States.
So, you know, for us, you know, every year when we hold this, it's about, you know, facilitating those connections and those learnings, right? And so what works in one ecosystem doesn't necessarily work in another. And so what we do is we bring everyone together. We're excited about creating those connections in Indiana to like-minded ecosystems that have similar strengths, but also hoping to, you know, kind of look beyond that a little bit. And so what we do each year with this gathering is we bring delegates from around the world, thousands of delegates, to the host city and to the host state, and to create those connections. And so what we're anticipating is that, yes, there will be a chance to spotlight what's happening throughout the state. We do want to look, we do want to learn, we do want to share that with our community, with our network, but we also want to bring what's happening around the world back into Indiana. Yes. And so that way it's going to benefit the entire Hoosier state.
I love it. And now, David, I guarantee at this point, there's people already taking notes, trying to figure this thing out. We're talking June of 2025. For those that are excited, those that are already trying to say, how do we put the pieces of the puzzle together? What advice, what recommendations, what call to action can you give people as they get excited about the Global Entrepreneurship Congress? People from all over the world coming to Indiana in 2025.
Let's get ready to rumble. I mean, let's do it. This is a tremendous opportunity for us to shine that spotlight on our ecosystem, shine that spotlight on our entrepreneurs. There's going to be a lot more coming out in the coming months and weeks as we get ready to host literally thousands of people who live and breathe entrepreneurs and entrepreneur support from around the world. We are going to engage with our stakeholders and our partners and our communities to highlight those things that we're doing in the state, but also to highlight for others who will be traveling to Indiana, perhaps for the first time, everything that we have to offer and rolling out that Hoosier hospitality that is so important to our culture in Indiana, to really learn and to collaborate and to partner with this global entrepreneurial ecosystem that Indiana is absolutely a key part of.
Now, Mark, you know this as a guy who went to IU, has a connection to the Hoosier State. We're a relatively competitive bunch. And so, final question, what do we in Indiana need to do to make Global Entrepreneurship Congress in 2025 the best yet?
Well, you're going to put me on the spot here, but, I do share a passion, for the state. I've got deep roots there. I was born and raised in Indiana, went to IU, as you mentioned, and I'm back in the Midwest now after about 15 years in Washington, D.C. But what will it take for this to be the best GEC ever? That's a great question, you know, and one that I think we're going to kind of unpack over the next 18 months or so, however long we have in front of us. I think what I would say to everyone is, in advance of that, you know, we're looking at this as the road to the GEC, the road to GEC 25, the road to GEC Indiana. There's going to be a lot that's happening in your local ecosystems, no matter where you are, throughout the state, throughout the US, around the world, that just what I would just say is get involved. Get active in your local ecosystem. Start connecting, right? We'll bring you in. We'll bring you to Indiana in 2025. And it's going to be probably the largest yet.
I love it. He is Mark Marish, Global Entrepreneurship Network. Mark, thanks so much. David Watkins, Senior Vice President of the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. Gentlemen, it has been amazing to join you here in Melbourne.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. You can get the latest Ag Bioscience news from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library and give us a review. Don't forget, you can always learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Fraser from Melbourne, saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Fraser, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.